Wisconsin has 14 bridges similar in design to the ill-fated I-35 bridge in the Twin Cities. Starting today, they'll be fitted with strain gauge sensors.
Something we'll put on the side of the steel members on the bridges that actually measures the strain or the stretching, if you will, of the steel member when a truck goes across the bridge.
Wisconsin DOT bridge engineer Finn Hubbard says some degree of stretching is acceptable.
All things stretch when you put stress on them. A rubber band is a good example of how it stretches. Steel members stretch just like that, only in a very, very small amount, and that's why we put on a special sensor that can actually measure that.
The extra caution due in part to the advanced age of all the deck truss bridges in the Badger State.
The newest one's about 50 years old, the oldest one's about 82 years old, so we haven't built any of them in quite some time. That's one reason we want to do a double check and just make sure they're behaving well.
And the sensors will remain in place for 3 months, and round-the-clock data will be analyzed to determine their safety. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.